is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Congressional Democrats have unveiled a bill to bolster free speech protections in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
One of the great hallmarks of our country is free speech, whether you agree or disagree. And this administration is trying to snuff it out. They don't want people to even speak when they don't like what they say.
Representative Rokana wants FCC Chair Brendan Carr to appear before Congress to explain his role in the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's show. He said the administration is making comedy illegal. Jennifer Kuiper reports.
David Letterman, during a sit-down with Jeffrey Goldberg at the Atlantic Festival, didn't hold back when the topic of the Jimmy Kimmel live show being preempted indefinitely by Disney's ABC came up.
It's silly, it's ridiculous, and you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works.
Letterman calls it managed media. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's new vaccine advisory committee has begun its two-day meeting. It is expected to release its recommendations on the COVID-19 vaccine tomorrow. CBS's Mark Strassman is there.
The more steps, the more impediments you put in the way between the consumer and the dose of whatever vaccine the consumer is potentially interested in, the less likely it is for the consumer to get that. So that is really what's at stake here, is whether the consumer is still going to have the option to get the vaccine as easily as he or she has in years past.
President Trump is heading back to the U.S. from Britain. Before leaving, he held a news conference with Prime Minister Keir Starmer and was asked about sanctions on Russia. He insisted European countries must first stop purchasing its oil.
I'm willing to do other things, but not when the people that I'm fighting for are buying oil from Russia. If the oil price comes down, very simply, Russia will settle.
And he said he wants the Taliban to return a massive air base in Afghanistan that the U.S. evacuated during the withdrawal.
It's one of the biggest air bases in the world. We gave it to them for nothing. We're trying to get it back, by the way. Okay, that could be a little breaking news. We're trying to get it back.
Trump suggested U.S. troops could return to Bagram because of its proximity to China. It's unclear if the U.S. has had any direct or indirect conversations with the Taliban government. On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. The Dow was up 124 points. The Nasdaq up more than 200. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The world's most powerful data center is being built in Mount Pleasant. The new revision to the plan is now part of a total $7 billion investment by Microsoft in Wisconsin. Microsoft President Brad Smith, who grew up in Racine County, called the project a modern marvel in the Midwest. The governor's statement says the project could peak at nearly 10,000 jobs. Concerns do remain over water usage and growing energy demand of data centers. The Sturtevant Village Board has decided to keep its own police department, ending months of debate over outsourcing. Offers came in from the Racine County Sheriff's Office and Mount Pleasant PD. Those were politely declined. The board is continuing a search for a new permanent chief. The IRS is helping a situation. The Revenue Service says there'll be tax relief for people and businesses in parts of Wisconsin hit by severe storms, flooding, and mudslides over the summer. Those in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties now have until February 2nd to file returns and make certain payments. The extension covers individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. With the Packers back on the field and the Brewers headed for a playoff run, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning fans about fake sports memorabilia scams. Officials say scammers are posting ads on social media with cheap prices to trick buyers. They recommend checking sellers carefully, looking for certificates of authenticity, and avoiding deals that look too good to be true. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Packers prepare for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers face the Browns in Cleveland Sunday at noon. Although they're now 0-2, the Browns showed a good run defense against the Bengals and the Ravens. Matt LaFleur.
Really good players across really their whole defense. That's a big reason they're the top-ranked defense in football right now. But they've got a lot of guys that are hard-penetrating front that cause a lot of problems for quarterbacks.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers host Maryland, Saturday at 11 a.m. The Terrapins are 3-0, Wisconsin 2-1. The Brewers going for a sweep after beating the Angels again last night, 9-2 in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff with 10 strikeouts, allowing just one run on two hits, getting his 10th win of the season.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was, and yeah, it was huge for me to get back out there, and my body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Into tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow in the mid-70s. A better chance of showers and storms Friday night in through the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1962.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. So let's set your dial to 1962. A year when gas was cheaper than a pack of gum, cars had fins bigger than your cousin's fishing boat, and the family station wagon smelled permanently like French fries and wet dog. Yes, indeed, 1962, President Kennedy was steering the country with that Boston accent. Jackie was redefining First Lady style, and the country was holding its breath during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Kids in 1962 were fearless, riding bikes without helmets, building ramps out of plywood and cinder blocks, and somehow surviving drinking water straight from the garden hose. Playdates were not scheduled, they just happened when you yelled, "Hey, wanna play?" at the kid down the street. On the radio in 1962, we were listening to Elvis Presley, Return to Sender. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 62.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning,
it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. Return to sender, return to sender, return.
1962, it's Elvis Presley, Return to Sender on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1962. That song was written by Winfield Scott and Otis Blackwell and recorded for the movie Girls, Girls, Girls after Elvis's manager requested it for the soundtrack. Now, the songwriters, Otis Blackwell and Winfield Scott, were inspired by a demo they sent out that was returned with the phrase, Return to Sender, no such person, no such zone. Well, in 1962, big things were happening at the Vatican.
Pope John XXIII, in shining white vestments, is carried through St. Peter's Square. The Council, the first to be called since 1869, is the supreme deliberative body of the Roman Catholic Church. Hundreds of ecclesiastics and laymen have worked for nearly 4 years in preparation for it. From his throne, the Pope will receive the delegates who in the coming months will discuss and vote on 69 schemata, or draft constitutions and decrees, designed to bring the Church's procedures and practices up to date in the beginning of the space age. In his opening address, the Pope says to the delegates and invited observers from non-Catholic Christian churches that the Catholic Church considers it her duty to work actively for the unity of the entire Christian family. Such unity has always been one of Pope John's highest aims, as it is of the Council itself.
On the radio in 1962, we were listening to Neil Sedaka and Breaking Up is Hard to Do. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1962.
Come on.
1962, it's Neil Sedaka, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1962. That was Neil Sedaka's first number one hit on the U.S. singles chart, where it stayed for 2 weeks. The song also is featured in the 2017 musical Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, which incorporates several of Neil Sedaka's other hits as well. Well, in 1962, kids for the first time were playing with Barbie's Dreamhouse.
Here it is, Barbie's Dreamhouse, the wonderful new house for Mattel's famous Barbie doll. It's completely furnished with Barbie's own dressing table, bed, studio couch, TV, and hi-fi. And look, a clothes closet complete with hangers for the Barbie costumes and accessories you buy. And you'll have fun putting the furniture together. Just pop them out, fold them into shape, and there you are. You can arrange the furniture and, of course, rearrange it. A lady's privilege. Barbie's dream house is a wish come true for both of you. And look, the whole house and everything in it folds up into its own sturdy carrying case. You can take it anywhere. It's perfect for storing Barbie's furniture and costumes. Mother will appreciate that. Look for the genuine Barbie dream house and furniture, made only by Mattel.
On the radio in 1962, we were listening to The Contours and Do You Love Me? This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 62.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
It's The Contours and Do You Love Me on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1962. That song reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 1 on the R&B chart in 1962. And although the song was written by Berry Gordy, it was not released on his Motown record label. It was released on Gordy Records, Motown's new subsidiary label. In 1962 on TV, we were watching The Jetsons.
Beat George Jetson. His boy, Elroy.
And that's going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1962. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news, for another class reunion.
Today's big deal of the day, crisp air and cozy vibes. It all starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Warm up with bold, freshly brewed coffee, sip on soothing teas, or enjoy a seasonal twist with their refreshing agua frescas. Every cup is crafted for comfort, flavor, and those perfect autumn moments. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Walking with you alone. Oh,
and timeless hits, WRJN. Everyone hates a gossip, right? Well, not so fast. Gossip may actually be vital to our survival, according to research, which notes that the exchange of gossip may have helped cavemen elect leaders and to catch thieves.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're
WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's check in at the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Sturtevant Village Board has decided to keep its own police department, ending months of debate over outsourcing. Offers came in from the Racine County Sheriff's Office and Mount Pleasant PD. Those were politely declined. The board is continuing a search for a new permanent chief. 16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
This project is about using the power of AI to fuel the future. We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison. This is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Into tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow in the mid-70s. A better chance of showers and storms Friday night in through the weekend. I stay in the 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
What do you say we check in with Diane Carlson? She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
All right. Artist Gallery of Racine is a gem down on Main Street. It's a cooperative gallery comprised of so many talented artists in so many different media. It's a gallery with changing exhibits that is always worth a visit just to view, but it's also a shop that features the work of local artists in fine arts, woodworking, jewelry making, stained glass, and many more.
Okay.
They're also involved community citizens. Artist Gallery is truly a group of people dedicated to promoting the talents of each other and of our entire arts community and beyond. Now, right now, they have a silent auction going. So this is an incredible opportunity to own a locally made masterpiece just by placing the winning bid. And then it will support the work of Artist Gallery. So while you're in there checking out what's on auction, experience the featured exhibit. It's from wood turner and photographer Terry Albee. I love wood art, and his meticulously crafted wood pieces just draw you in with their depth, but he also has photographs, and each one just seems to tell a story of its own. Artist Gallery is open Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. It's always free to visit and explore, but I can't be responsible if you also find yourself purchasing a new treasure from their fantastic offerings. Artist Gallery is a member of the Racine Arts Council, so you can always find a link to their website from the organizations page on our website at racineartscouncil.org.
racineartscouncil.org. I think I got it.
You got it.
All right, there she is, Diane Carlson, executive director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Thank you.
seventh year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountain, say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, this Saturday, it's Party on the Pavement in downtown Racine. There's going to be 5 music stages. Of course, you can get food and drink down there, too. Street performers. It's all spread out over a 12-block area in downtown Racine, and it's all coming up this Saturday from noon till 7. Party on the Pavement is presented by Downtown Racine Corporation, SC Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda. See all the details when you click on the events tab at our website at WRJN.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for ticks and showtimes.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouth-watering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 215-1794 or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Then, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball as the Brewers take on the Angels. It's all coming up on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Oh, my friend, attachment. Something they didn't understand. How I get all the women. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't what it do. You ought to treat her like a lady. The best you can do. You gotta treat her like a lady. I mean, oh, you got to love her, tease her, but most of all, you got to. offering me. There you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so
affectionately.
I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Democrats in Congress are accusing the Trump administration of politicizing the death of Charlie Kirk, and they've unveiled a bill that would bolster free speech protections in the wake of the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's show. Representative Ro Khanna also wants the FCC chair to appear before lawmakers to explain his role.
We are Article 1 of the Constitution. Not foot lackeys for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. It is time that we stand up for our constitutional role to defend the freedoms of Americans.
Political analyst Larry Sapp.